Michael is typical of a modern young male Liverpool sound. He talks about some of the variants at the end in his free speech moment. Have a listen out for the ing, which traditionally we associate with Liverpool, that ing sound. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. The st conjunction, as in street, also has this sh insertion, so here's street. There's a very strong linking R in a word that ends with an R and is then followed by a word beginning with a vowel. So things like your own, you'll hear that flipped R linking through. And the sort of R sound in words such as word, words, that really wide sound there is typical of the Liverpool sound too.
Air was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aeetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aeetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are linchpins of the legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It's not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care. Creon is the king. You ran to him? Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky. exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. My name's Michael, and I've been in Liverpool all my life. I live in the north of the city, and I'd say in terms of the history of the accent, it's unusual because it's very different from a lot of northern accents, because it really is influenced by the huge Irish population in Liverpool. It's also, outside of London, it's one of the largest populations of different nationalities, and it's because it's a port, there's a wealth of different ethnicities and accents to go with that. So in terms of its history, I think that's the basis for the sound. I guess it's similar, and I guess it's a hybrid between your kind of Lancashire accent and the northern sounding vowels, and then the Irish influence into that, which gives it the sound. It's also, I guess, quite a hard accent, and it's, I guess the accent links quite well to the people, so naturally Scouse people, I guess, have got a sense of humour and a charm and a cheekiness, and I think that comes through in the accent. It's quite bouncy, it's quite lively, but also it's got that rougher edge as well, because, you know, as a city, it's been through a lot of hard times, you know, kind of, and it's a very, you know, it's a working man's accent, so, you know, you'd have a lot of people working in docks and the ports, so I guess it's really influenced by that, and it's one of the sort of accents where you've got to look after yourself. Yeah. So within the Liverpool accent, you get a range of accents. So for example, one, you know, is a lot of a, you know, a lively sound that you've got. So as an example, I am Jason, and I've been, you know, working around doing the hairdressing and things for a long time. I work just outside the city centre. Luckily, there's a bus, that's great. That kind of sets me up to get to work in the morning. I like going out. I like going out with my friends. It's really, we just have a good laugh, basically. So that's kind of, you've got like a lighter kind of Liverpool accent, but then you've also got, you know, more of an older sound, because I'd say the accent that I have is quite contemporary, but an older sound might be along the lines of, I am, I'm Steve. Basically, I've been working around, you know, the plumbing. I've got myself a business that I've been doing with the family that's been passed around for a few years now, and we're up in Highton, which is just on the outskirts of Liverpool, and, you know, I've lived there all my life, me and my family and stuff, so I like going to the game, going to football, got a season ticket in that, so lifelong fan. And that would be, so within that, you know, there's countless variations of Liverpool accents, but all of which would have the similar kind of Scouse sound going underneath.